We just don't know what will happen one summer when there's no more sea ice. Maybe 4 or 5 years from now. We don't know what the loss of the albedo effect will mean, how much more heat the exposed dark waters will absorb, how quickly that heat will disseminate into the surrounding land masses and unlock the carbon in the permafrost, enough to triple the amount currently in the atmosphere. We don't know when we will pass that tipping point where natural positive feedback processes take over and it's all out of our control, if we haven't already. We do know that for what will happen then, runaway climate change, all those hyperboles are right. Colossal, catastrophe, unprecedented, unimaginable, horrific. A spiral of destruction, famine, violence, and death by the billionfold. And so, why is this not the overwhelming concern of those people in that house there? Yeah. Why have they not declared a state of climate emergency? Why are the airwaves not crammed with government-sponsored adverts explaining how serious the situation is? Why have we not heard a solemn broadcast from the Prime Minister declaring a national and global emergency and that the fight against catastrophic climate change must be the primary concern of each and every one of us? Why are they not straining every political sinew in the fight against global ecological calamity? Is it because the people in that house there are not fit to govern? Yes! Not fit to govern at this moment of unprecedented peril for our nation and our world. Because if they tell you they've got it under control, they're either fairly stupid or they're lying. The Climate Act does not make up for the government's abject failure to reduce emissions up to now. And that failure, and the world's failure to do nothing but talk about climate change for the last 20 years, means it's now too little, too late. We need a crash program of emissions reduction right now. 10% in 2 years might be a good start. It's a bad time to be a politician. On their shoulders now, on their actions or inaction right now, rests the fate of billions. And if the world gets through this crisis, if anyone gets through this crisis, it won't be because of them, it will be because of you! And people like you, who are not sitting around somewhere discussing the recession but have got on your feet to come here and demand action! Because you can see the terrifying imminence of the unfolding tragedy and you're not going to be led unresisting into the maelstrom. Thank you.